And that is the central message of today's Mass. We all listened to the scripture readings of today's Mass. You know, the gospel story today tells the story of what happened on that very first day of Easter. Three people, disciples of Jesus, Mary of Magdala, whom we know as Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, went to the tomb to see the body of Jesus, where he was buried. And when they went to the tomb, what did they see? What did they see? An empty tomb. There was nobody there. The one who was buried in the tomb had risen. All through the centuries, people have tried to, you know, domesticate the resurrection of Jesus. People have tried to, you know, say that this might be myth. That is, it didn't happen. All of us here, especially the young, before you go through school, through college, university, graduating, somebody will surely come to you to tell you that what we read in today's gospel is all a myth. It didn't happen. But what we saw today is what we call a witness story. People who saw what happened gave their witnesses. So on this day, as we acknowledge the resurrection of Jesus, we need to ask ourselves, what does Easter mean for me? When I say Easter, what comes to your mind? It is not all about the Easter basket. It is not all about the Easter eggs. Easter has some mysterious understanding that we all should go home with. When we look at the second reading that we read today, St. Paul was saying something about the resurrection. You know, St. Paul tells us, it's not only that Jesus rose from the dead to live in eternal glory, but it is also a glory that me and you share with Jesus. And this glory we shall share sometime in the future when we shall come to the end of our earthly life. So, no matter how powerful and final is the force of physical death, because of Jesus' resurrection, we Christians believe that life has the final word and not death. And this life is what we call life eternal. It is because of Easter that we are destined to this life of glory with Jesus. The one who has risen from the dead has also given us the gift that we shall also rise with him when our own final moment comes. And so for us to enjoy this life eternal with Jesus, St. Paul also tells us in the letter to the Colossians that we read in the second reading of today, that we have to think about what is above and not what is on earth. In other words, as we deal with the everyday things of life, our minds should not be occupied solely with things happening on this earth. Our minds also shall be raised to things above. And so this does not mean that we shall run away from our earthly responsibilities. No. What St. Paul is asking us is this, that we have to balance our earthly responsibilities with also our spiritual responsibilities. And that is why, as Christians, we are also called resurrection people. We are people destined to resurrect from the dead. And because of that, we have to also keep to, you know, our foresight, what will help us to resurrect on the last day. And so for us to enjoy the life of resurrection with Jesus, you know, we have to make conscious effort, you know, to rise with Jesus from our own graves. And when I say our own graves, I mean whatever in life that is preventing us from fulfilling our spiritual responsibilities. Whatever makes it very difficult for us to upgrade our spiritual lives is what I may call grave, something that is dragging us back from our spiritual calling. So today's Mass then invites us again to renew our baptismal promises. When we renew our baptismal promises, we are also professing the faith that helps you and me to become the resurrection people. And so after this reflection, we all shall rise, and we shall then also, you know, do again our baptismal promises and promise God to avoid evil and to express our faith in Jesus. So we pray in this Mass that God may grant us the grace that we may be living witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus. And then after serving him in this world, that we may come to share his resurrection when we shall all be called back to him at the end of our earthly life. With this in mind, let us continue with our Mass.